This is Wade Rathier with the Chief Organizer's Report, crossing paths with Ed and H-Rap Brown. Obituary for H-Rap Brown, now known as Jamel Abdullah Al-Amin, was on the front page of the New York Times. He died in prison at 84 years old, where he had been for some years, convicted, controversially, for shooting some deputy process servers at a store in the Atlanta area. His death brought back memories of days in the late 60s and later in the mid-70s, when my path crossed out of the Brown family. Brown Al-Amin was a controversial and iconic figure in the late years of civil rights movement. He'd been head of SNCC following Stokely Carmichael. He was the anti-King figure, arguing famously that violence was as American as cherry pie. He was a fierce advocate of black power and threatened many with his call to arms to advance the cause and protect their communities. I'd gone to the spring mobilization where Martin Luther King Jr. spoke at the United Nations in April 67 and then the March on Pentagon in October of that year. In the early winter of 1968, after a brief training in draft resistance and counseling in Boston with the Boston Draft Resistance Group, I dropped out of college to do my part in the whirlwind and returned to New Orleans to organize around the draft. Brown Al-Amin was regularly in the news in New Orleans at the time. He was on trial on a gun charge that was being tried in federal court housed then in the middle of the French Quarter. I can remember going down there to rubberneck at a rally as he was being transported to trial where he tried to speak briefly. Later that spring, on May 22, 1968, he was convicted on the federal firearms charge. He was later resentenced on this same conviction on June 2, 1972. Times notes that his activity in 1968 triggered a provision in the 68 Fair Housing Bill, making it illegal to incite, organize, promote, or encourage a riot, more popularly known as the H-Rap Brown Federal Anti-Riot Act. Brown Al-Amin was born and raised in Baton Rouge up the river, youngest in his family, while Ed Brown was the oldest. In 1975, as Acorn was beginning organizing in New Orleans, I reached out for Ed for advice, having made the connection through the Center for Community Change in D.C. Ed was well known in organizing circles at the time as the founder of MACE, Mississippi Action for Community Education in Greenville. I was on the board of the Youth Project at the time, with an organizer for MACE. He'd also been one of the founders of the Delta Foundation, which was popular with foundations and specialized in community development. Many years later, for some years, we managed a radio station licensed to the Delta Foundation. I met Ed in New Orleans several times when we both happened to be there. He was helpful in providing advice and suggesting contacts that we needed to meet to advance our work in the city. His more famous brother would come up regularly in those conversations. Over the years, Brown Al-Amin ended up in Atlanta. I lost touch with Ed Brown when he went to Africa to work in development there. I heard that he'd returned to Atlanta at some point. Times fills in the story, noting he was the CEO and president of the Southern Agriculture Corporation, a nonprofit helping black farmers obtain federal subsidies, historically denied them. He'd also been head of the Voter Education Project at one point. He died in 2011. Our paths had crossed in Louisiana almost tangentially, but both were giants in the state, nationally and internationally, and cast large shadows for everyone involved in organizing and social change. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.